up there, worry. That's something that I have to battle with. Sometimes more than others. We're all faced with difficult situations all the time, not all at once, and sometimes you may be going through a trial and I'm not, you know, or vice versa, or sometimes we're going through trials together. It can be anything. It could be our health. It could be financial. It could be children. It could be parents. Housing. Car repairs. Printers. Anything. You know, anything that Satan can use to get our mind off the Lord. Do we ever worry? I did. Do. And I will. In the future. I know that. That's just me. But I looked up the definition of worry. And let's see if I can. Okay. Do what? I'm hitting the arrow keys, right? That's what I hit. It's not going. Well, I hit the up arrow. There's the down. I'm hitting the right one, right? Okay, so I looked up a definition. Do we, or do you, or do I give way to anxiety or unease? Do I allow my mind to dwell in difficulty or on difficulty or troubles? Am I constantly in a state of anxiety and uncertainty over actual or potential problems? And that word potential stood out to me because that's a problem that we imagine in our head. Then I looked up the words synonyms for worry, which is another word you could use for worry. See if any of these sound familiar. Fret, agonize, brood, panic. I panic sometimes. Stew, distress, dismay. How about these? Loss of sleep, get all worked up, get in a fluster, get overwrought, have butterflies in one's stomach, get in a tizzy, get angry, get in a sweat, get all steamed up. Does worrying benefit us in any way? It doesn't. None of that stuff is good for us. And when I thought about all that, when I'm in a state like that, physically, I do not feel good. When we are carrying a burden of worry, we are trying to make everything work out like we want them to. This was hard for me. I am trying to make everything work out like I want them to. I am not trusting the Lord to have the ability to handle the situation. We can all put the word I in there. And that, the Lord just really spoke to me that in times of worry and fretting, I am not trusting in His ability. Psalm 55:22. We just sang it. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. When we turn our burdens over to the Lord, he will sustain us, which means he'll strengthen or support us physically and or mentally. It can be both. And I also was thinking he supports us spiritually. Because it's a battle spiritually when we are worrying about everything. It's also a spiritual battle. That was hard for me to finally understand. Matthew 11, starting with verse 28. Matthew 11, starting with verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Carrying around the burden of worry is heavy. And I always picture being hunched over under the weight. And you can tell sometimes by how somebody, you know, just how they carry themselves and how they look, their countenance, their face. You can tell when they're carrying that heavy burden. Recently, I was faced with a situation that was out of my control. And I remember we were sitting on the sofa, and I started crying, and Gordon reminded me, he said, remember what you're telling everybody else right now is God is in control. I said, I know, give me 1 minute. And then I said, 30 seconds, 20 seconds, and I counted down. And then I said, I'm going to call a couple people for prayer. And in that moment, the Lord gave me peace, that he is in control of the situation. And I told him, I said, I'm calling prayer for my mind. Not necessarily for the outcome of the situation, because I knew and I want it to still be whatever the Lord's will is. But I knew in that moment that I needed prayer for my mind. And so I called a couple people and I said, this is what's going on and I need prayer for my mind. I don't think there's anything wrong with telling somebody I'm battling mentally. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't let somebody tell you that it's wrong to be scared but you need to know where you can go for your strength. And if you need someone to hold your arms up in prayer, call someone. Do that. You don't have to tell everybody. But if you need prayer, call someone that you know will lift up your arms in prayer. In the natural, I do worry about things. I want answers quickly. I want everything to go smoothly. And then as I was thinking about this lesson, I realized that when I worry and I'm not getting the results I want in the time frame I want, it means I am not trusting the Lord to take care of the situation. And this is what I learned, was that the I wants are not getting met. It's not what the Lord wants. It's my wants. And that was hard for me to realize. I was being selfish. So I called for prayer. And that night, when I was going to sleep, the following verse came to mind. And as the Lord gave it to me in the middle of the night, I started trusting the promise. And I was able to and have still been able to rest physically, emotionally, and spiritually in the Lord. And this is the verse the Lord gave me. Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26 and verse 3. And I'm going to add verse 4 with that too. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Excuse me. And as I was falling asleep, I started thinking of each of those words separately and what they meant. Because I have found out that if the Lord gives me a verse or something to study, that when I look up the meanings of the individual words, I understand the verse a little bit better. So, believe it or not, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to look at those words. And I had to look them up. And so we're going to start with the word thou. And in this verse, it is speaking specifically about God. Speaking specifically about God. wilt. And it speaks of an inevitable events. Something is going to happen. Nothing can stop it. Keep means to guard, protect, maintain, preserve. Not cease to be, that means it never ends. Him, in this case, it's any believer. Man or woman, any believer. Then I looked up the little word in. And it's expressing the situation of something that is or appears to be enclosed or surrounded by something else. You're in something that, you know, you put in something in a box, it's surrounded by that box. Perfect. It's absolute, complete, total, and ultimate. These are pretty powerful words. Peace, calmness, quietness, and stillness. Then I looked up what perfect peace together was, and this is what was so comforting to me. It's the condition of freedom from disturbance within the soul. That means I have absolute calmness in my soul. And I looked up the word why, because it means why, for the reason, and since. Mind. My thoughts, my understanding, my reasoning, my judgment, my imagination. That was an interesting word to think about. My subconscious, when we're not even aware of what's going on in there. Is stayed. Is stayed means to remain in a specific state or position. Stay put, wait, rest, bide, remain, continue, lean upon. On thee, on God alone, no one else. Trust means to believe in the reliability, the truth, the ability of, or strength of, has faith in, confidence in, count on, and be sure of. So as I went through all of those things, that verse meant so much more to me than just reading it once or twice or laying there at night and just saying, Lord, keep me in your perfect peace. When I started studying it, it meant so much more. And if someone in the Bible had any reason to fret and worry and wonder what was going on, it was Job. And I was so comforted by Job 34:29. 34:29. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only. When the Lord gives the peace in the spirit, and it is from the Lord, and you have your mind stayed on him, nothing can come against you to cause you to have a disturbance in your soul. Psalm 86. Psalm 86, starting with verse 1. David's praying, bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. I wanted verse 7. In the time of our situation, when we call upon the Lord, he will hear us. When we are fully trusting him, we will have that comfort that he is hearing us and that he has heard us and that he is and has already answered that need. We're going to go back to Psalm 62. I didn't realize I had these out of order until I had it done. So Psalm 62 and verse 8. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. We are to open our hearts to trust and to stay in him at all times. Isaiah 12:2. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. When we're trusting him, there's no room for fear. Fear cannot abide in the presence of the Lord. That was something that really spoke to my heart. Fear cannot abide in the presence of the Lord, because fear is not from the Lord. And how do we have the ability to trust him? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. It is not in my strength, it's not in your strength, that we are able to trust him. He will give us the strength to trust him in those deep, dark times when we can't see a way out. Let's go back to Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. Now, I'm going to read that for me personally, and I want you guys to read it for yourself personally. God will certainly not cease from surrounding me with absolute calmness, since my thoughts rest on God alone, since my confidence is in him. I will trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is my everlasting strength. Selah. And Gordon, would you please lead us in that song? I've asked Gordon to lead us in He Is Our Peace, and that's 281.
Care on him because he cares.
Now I'm going to ask something. I'd like to sing it again.